Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Talk. Oh, no, thank you, Paul, to 10 of 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we turn within, bringing your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said that it's the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as we take in the next three deep breaths, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Now bring your cave, bring your attention down into the cave of the heart, into the monastery of the soul. And be aware of that center through which we take for granted, and yet is so essential. Inhale. Hold. Before we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional of our time together. That's for the next 9 or so minutes. We are consciously choosing to deepen down as we commune with the source of all that is, the ground of being, God in us. Inhale. Hold. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 104 from Psalms for Praying and Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Nell. Bless the radiant one, O my soul, O heart of my heart, you are so very great. You are clothed with justice and mercy, arrayed in light as your fine attire. You stretch over the heavens like a tent, your radiance covering all the waters. You shine through the clouds and ride on the wings of the wind. The wind, like the breath of life, carries your voice. Fire refines the dross of our souls. You set the earth on its foundations, strong and secure. You covered it with a deep, like garment, with many waters that life might come forth. At your word, the waters divided, becoming rivers and lakes and mighty oceans. Storms came to ensure the balance and to renew the earth. The mountains rose, the valleys became low. In the places that you did appoint, you brought harmony to all the earth, that life might spring forth in abundance. You created springs to flow into the valleys. They flow between the hills, giving drink to every creature of the field, quenching their thirst as your living water quenches ours. With the air, you have given birds their habitation. They sing among the branches. The majesty of creation is seen throughout the land. The sounds of creation mingle with the music of the spheres. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, thou who art the creator of all things, the sustainer and the provider for each and every need, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, just anchoring ourselves in your spirit, knowing that your grace is our sufficiency for all things. You who put everything on this earth and called it good. You who made us the caretakers of this beautiful planet. Touch our hearts, minds, and souls that we can seek to do our best for all sentient beings on this wonderful, glorious world. Everything is a part of you. Everything is an expression of your life force. No lesser, no superior. All is of your spirit. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, touch our hearts and our minds that we may see oneness, that we may remember the truth of who we are and whose we are, and that all of existence is a part of you. You who birth the planets and the galaxies and the cosmos, you have birthed the tiniest art. Everything comes forth from you. Everything is animated by your spirit, your life, your presence. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. You see the needs, the wants, the desires of all your children. We know that when we cannot handle whatever situation that is before us, that we can surrender it to you. For your infinite intelligence knows what to do and how to do it in every situation, condition, or experience. So we turn it over to you, trusting with faith that you, the source of all that is, will work it out in perfect and timely and divine ways. For everything that is happening across our globe at this time, too numerous to name and mention one by one, but to know that the all-knowing, all-seeing, everywhere present divine spirit of life knows all. And so we surrender this to you now for everything that is occurring across our globe, in every part of the world, on every continent. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. You created us in your image and likeness with the consciousness and the awareness that is aligned with your spirit. Help us to be able to connect with this truth that we may remember that we are divine expressions of your life, that all peoples and all life a divine expression of your spirit. In this Lenten period, as we fast from all that no longer serves us and feast upon that which is life-giving, positive, uplifting, and aligned with all that you created us to be, let this Lenten period be one of preparation as we approach the Easter, one of renewal, one of death and crucifixion and resurrection to life. Let this Lenten period be a time of deepening in our truth of you, deepening in our time with you, deepening in our connection and awareness with you and with each other. As we more and more come into your presence consciously, seeking the truth of our being, let us return refreshed, renewed, and replenished so that we may do our part in whatever shape, way, or form it may look like, to bring healing to our world, to each other. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, for anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For our teacher said it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, that kingdom that contains all that is good. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. So it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting
exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal.
My beloveds, as we conclude this morning's prayer session, I wish you a very blessed, happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and